Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Desire y'all's prayers tonight. Feel very humbled to be here tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can leave right now and truly say it's been a blessing to be here with y'all.
Amen.
Wonderful spirit that I've already felt, the songs that were sung. But I do have a part to do tonight, brother.
Yes.
I have felt very insignificant to do my part. I really, truly have. I never thought of myself to be a preacher. I was always afraid to get up in front of people. I still get afraid sometimes, brother. I truly do. I get that old butterfly feeling in my stomach. And, you know, but when the Spirit of God comes down and He takes over everything, amen, else just seems so minuscule in this walk of life,
amen,
does it not? You know, praise God tonight. I'll tell you what, it is a great and glorious thing to be born again.
Amen.
Washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Yeah.
I thank God tonight that I've been washed. I've been cleansed. I've been redeemed. I've been sanctified. I've been set aside, praise God, for His use and for His Word.
Amen.
I can rebel against that. I can walk away from that tonight. I truly can. I'll stand before you tonight and tell no lies. I have walked in the wrong roads in this walk of life.
Right.
He that says he has no sin is a liar and the truth is not in him tonight. We've all walked away from Christ in one form, fashion, or another.
Right.
We've all turned away from him and not done our job for him.
Amen.
I thank God tonight that I'm here, that I'm doing my part. Praise God. I hope each and every one that's here tonight is doing their part for Christ.
Amen.
Because you know what? There's nowhere I've been. At the church, at this church, or any other church out here that I haven't heard somebody pray for their family.
Yes.
That's lost.
Right.
Pray for friends that they know that's lost. I was talking to the brother a little while ago when I announced my calling to preach back in 94. Whew, there was a bunch of young ministers that was being brought up together at one time. That the little church that we was going to down there in Loudon, there was about 14 preachers in that church at one time. Whew, hardly any of them stand for the Lord today. Hardly any of them. I count myself blessed that I'm still standing for it, brother.
Right.
I truly do. I'm humbled tonight that I'm still standing for the Lord. It don't make me no better than nobody out here in this walk of life. It truly does not. But I tell you what, I've got a job to do, and that's to pray for my Christian brothers and sisters every minute of every day of my life. He says to pray without ceasing in the Word of God, to always lift your brothers and sisters up in prayer. I thank God that He has placed a calling on each and every one of us.
Amen.
If we're calling ourselves Christians tonight, we have a calling that's been placed on our lives tonight. I pray for each and every family that's sitting here tonight. I pray for your loved ones. I pray for your lost ones. I pray for those that are suffering through this horrible disease that we've got spread across our country. I pray for those, most of all, see, us that have been born again. We know that it don't matter what takes us out of this life, we're going to see Jesus when these old eyes close in death.
Right.
We're going to see Jesus.
Amen.
Instantaneously. Amen. My body, this whole body's going back to the dust earth. That's what the Word of God says, is it not?
Yeah.
It's going to take a little rest for a little while, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be glorified one day, though, because
Amen.
He said He's given us a brand new body, praise God. But this whole body,
Amen.
This soul, He breathed into us a living spirit, a soul,
Amen.
Did He not?
Yeah.
The minute that my eyes close in death, I'm going to be
Amen.
In the presence of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
Amen. I've been saved since I was 12 years old, brother. I've not always walked that straight and narrow way that He's laid out before us. I have not. I'd be a liar, and the truth wouldn't be in me tonight if I stood here and told y'all that I've always been walking that perfect straight and narrow road.
That's right.
I don't think any of us have stayed perfect on that straight and narrow road. All of our lives, we truly have not. But there's one that stands among us tonight, praise God, brother, that did. That walked in the flesh, in this walk of life. That came down here, was born of a birth of birth.
Yep.
Born a little bitty baby. That was raised up with the kids, played in the neighborhoods, and over in Jerusalem and Bethlehem, played with the kids. Was praise God, he fell down, he got hurt. He got his knee skinned. He was in the flesh. He truly was. He got hurt in the flesh. Just like we feel pain in the flesh. Because there's a lot of people don't believe that he felt the pain that he felt when they nailed him to that cross. They don't believe that he felt the pain that he failed when he knelt in that garden and started praying for you and you and you and you and you and each and every one of us tonight. Because I believe he was looking through the ages of time at that very moment, looking at every face that's sitting here tonight. Every face that's out yonder tonight. Every lost soul that's doomed and bound for a devil's hell, I believe he's seen every one of them. And he said, Father, not my will, but yours be done. And he followed the blessed and holy will of his Father. And that's exactly what we're going to try to do here tonight, is follow the blessed holy will of our Father tonight. And if you have your Bibles and like to follow along with us tonight, I'd like to start reading in chapter 8 of Romans. It's the first verse. Y'all pray for me tonight that God will just have His way and His will. I pray every time before I get to stand that God anoints my lips and gives me the very message that's needful for whoever it's needful for. You know, and I've stood many a times and said, if it wasn't needful for anybody in here tonight, I sure didn't need it. I needed the message that God gave me to preach this morning. I needed the message that you shared with me a little while ago, that you shared with your congregation this morning. I thank God for the Word tonight, because it is what sealed us. It's what saved us. It's what has marked us. See, there's a mark coming on the face of this planet. And I'll get right here in just a second into the Scriptures. There's a mark coming. See, well, there's a mark already placed on our lives, is there not? I've been marked by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, brother. But you know, there's an Antichrist coming on the face of this earth that wants to place a different kind of mark on people. Those that don't believe. You know, Word of God says that those that will be deceived, He's trying to deceive the elect. He's not trying to deceive those that's already out there living the ways of the world and are lost and doomed and bound, already bound for that devil's hell. He's trying to deceive us, church. Right. He's trying to deceive the believers so that we'll shut our mouths, that we won't shine the light out here across this lost and dying world. Yeah. That, praise God, we want to shine our light out into the darkness.
Amen.
Word of God teaches me that when we shine the light into the darkness, darkness comprehends it not. The darkness has to flee.
Yeah.
There's still shadows in this walk of life. Word of God plainly states it in the 23rd Psalms. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, this is the valley of the shadow of death. But I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Praise God, His rod and His staff, it comforts me. Oh, praise God, He makes me to lie down in the green pastures and walk beside the still, cool waters. Praise God, He truly does. He has made us to experience what life has to hold for us. He truly has. And there's a lot of wonderful things in this life for us to experience. But the Word of God also teaches me, he who loves his life shall lose it, and he who hates his life shall gain it. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to really comprehend what that meant, brother. See, He says to be transformed from the ways of this world, not conformed to it.
That's right.
This is not my home.
Amen.
This is not my home. It's not your home. If you've given your life to Jesus Christ tonight, this is not your home.
Amen.
Yeah, we're here for a short time. Amen. Our life is truly a vapor. It's here for a short time and it fades away. In the blink of an eye, we're out of here. Praise God. And I've watched a movie here a little while back, and I refer to it a lot. Me and my wife, we kind of love that movie. But there's one part in it that says, one tick of eternity's clock and we'll all be back together in heaven. Reunited with our loved ones that's gone on before us. I thank God for what He has done in our lives. What He's working on right here, right now. Praise God. In the grand and glorious things that awaits us one day after a while. Romans chapter 8. Verse 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit is life in Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Right.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Yeah. But the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
So then they are not in the flesh, that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, and praise God, now if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his.
That's right.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, because the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
But the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, praise God. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh.
That's right.
To live after the flesh.
That's
for if
right.
ye lived after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Let us pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to humble ourselves once again unto you tonight. We thank you for your blessed holy word that saved us, that redeemed us, that set us aside and sanctified us. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you that one day soon you're stepping out on the clouds of glory and you're going to call your church home. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we've been blood bought through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for your precious word. I thank you that we no longer walk in the valley of the shadow of death, Heavenly Father, Lord, in the flesh, but we walk in the Spirit. We follow your Spirit in this walk of life, dear my Father, Lord. And I pray that you teach us and lead us and guide us tonight, dear my Father, Lord, through your precious holy word. And each and everything that's said and done might uplift you and glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly ask and pray. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I want to thank God tonight for the Spirit of God. When the Spirit gets a hold of you, I thank God that what He instills inside of us.
Thank you,
because there's something inside of me tonight that if my wife can tell you, I can't shut my mouth. You know, when we have prayer requests over the church, I preach the prayer request. And then I preach before Sunday school. And then I preach the message. And then I preach before we leave. I just can't help it, brother. I told my wife this morning, I said, I'm sorry. I gotta quit. I gotta slow down a little bit because it's cutting into the Sunday school when she takes the kids back there to start teaching the kids, you know. And she needs a little bit more time than this old boy's been giving her. She truly does to instill the Word of God in these children. And I looked there this morning when she was running down my face after I got done witnessing and testifying and preaching, and I said, I just can't help it.
Yeah.
I praise God. Amen. I just can't help it. Don't you ever get them just can't help it?
Yeah.
You just can't help it. You just got to open your mouth for Jesus Christ tonight.
Amen.
Because of the Spirit of God that dwells within each and every one of us.
It's
all because of the Spirit of God tonight. See, there is now no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus and walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, are you condemned tonight or are you commended tonight? That's the thought that God gave me when He gave me this message earlier this past week. The last couple of weeks, brother. I thank God. Are you condemned or are you commended tonight? That's the thought I have as we continue reading a little bit more into this chapter.
Tell
it. I once was condemned, brother.
That's right.
I once was condemned. I was doomed and bound for a devil's hell. I was condemned to go there. See, but there's another condemnation that came upon this earth. See, when Jesus Christ walked that 33 and a third years, did they not accuse Him and then condemn Him to go to a cross? They accused Him. He said, why do you want to kill me? Why do you want to kill me? Because of the truth that I'm telling you and showing you and living before you. And Jesus spoke to them and He said, no. Or they spoke to Jesus and said, no, we don't want to kill you because of what you are saying. It's because of what you proclaim. You proclaim to be the Son of God. And they wanted to kill Him for His repeated blasphemies. And that's exactly what sent Jesus Christ to that cross. That's exactly what put Jesus on that cross, was our sins.
Amen.
My sins.
Amen.
And He took my place on that old rugged cross.
Amen.
But there is there for now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit of God tonight. Praise God. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. I want to skip over here to verse 14 where we left off, and it says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. No, there's something that just jumped in my spirit this past week, and I heard a preacher on YouTube there preaching it one day, and it just stuck with me. What if? Have you ever asked that question, that what if?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does what if bring into your life, though? When I ask the question, what if, it brings fear. It brings fear. It brings death. It brings destruction when I say, what if. But there's a word right next to it that says, even if.
Yeah.
That's called faith tonight.
Yeah.
Even if. See, I used to walk through life saying, what if, what if, what if that happens, what if that happens, what if I lose my job, what if I ain't got enough money at the end of the month to pay my bills, what if,
right.
What if, what if, what if, what if, and I walked around in fear a lot.
Yeah.
I truly did. I walked around in fear, not having enough money, not having enough of what I needed to supply for my family. And it cultivated fear in my life. It truly did. But when I started saying, even if, When we together say, even if this happens or that happens, all those questions about the what ifs, and we start putting our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ tonight and say, even if it happens, I'm going to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
He was talking about Job a little while ago, brother.
Yeah.
He said, therefore I know in whom I have trusted. Yeah. I know whom I've trusted tonight, praise God. I know who I put my faith in. I know who is going to meet my each and every need in this walk of life. See, there's a plain and simple fact tonight, brother. We're all wrapped in this old fleshly body. We're all going to fail.
Yeah.
We're all going to come short of God's glory, His righteousness in this walk of life. I failed my wife countless times in the last, praise God, almost 30 years that we've been together. I thank God that my wife... I thank God for my wife tonight. She loves me, she prays for me, and she has supported me for 26 years.
Amen.
Since He called me to preach. And she's been with me every step of the way, helping me, loving me, and supporting me every step of the way. We need that today. But there's one that stands among us tonight, as we've already said. His name is Jesus Christ that will not fail us.
Amen.
He will never fail us. He's never told us a lie. He never will. He's never led us astray. He's the one standing there with outstretched arms, willing and ready to receive each and every one of us that has went astray, that's walked out of His will, that has walked in this wicked, dark world, and come full circle right back to Him. Just like the prodigal son. See, the prodigal son, he went out and he spent all his living. We all know the story, very familiar story about the prodigal son. But that old brother that stayed at home, his soul was just as dead as the brother that left.
Yeah.
Because when he came back, he wasn't standing there saying, it's my brother that once was dead. It was the father that was standing there. What a divine story about the father that we have right here. Our Father in heaven. Still standing there with His outstretched arms, willing and ready to receive each and every one of us. You know, it takes a split second in this walk of life to fail God, to walk away from Him, to literally, does it not? It takes one split second. I've found out the hard way, church, that every time I take my eyes off the light, who's the light? Who's the light? Jesus Christ is the light tonight.
Amen.
He ascended back up into heaven to be seated by the right hand side of the Father to make intercession for you and I tonight. And He left us to be the light of this world. But when I take my eyes off of the light, darkness immediately starts setting in. And that's exactly what Satan wants. That's exactly what he wants tonight. He wants us to take our eyes off of Jesus. So that His darkness can come in and start consuming our lives.
Yeah.
Because He truly is like a roaring lion seeking whom He may devour.
That's right.
And He's here.
Yeah.
Where good is, He was always present.
Yeah.
I told the church this morning, I said it would literally scare you. It scared you so bad fleshly that if you could really openly spiritualize and see the battle that's going on right now for your soul, it would literally scare you. Because this flesh can't handle that, can it? But we wrestle not against flesh and blood in this walk of life.
Right.
Praise God, church. It's spiritual powers.
Yeah.
It's powers of darkness and wickedness in high places that we wrestle against in this walk of life. There's many times in my life, brother, that I've stood and thought I was big enough, bad enough, and man enough to handle things out here in this walk of life on my own. Put myself on my knees crawling back to Jesus Christ every time.
Right. Yeah.
Put myself on my knees, crawling back to my Savior every time that I thought I could handle something on my own. We are very weak. We are very frail in this walk of life. But there's a power that lives within us that's not.
Amen.
The power that lives within us, Jesus Amen. Christ, the precious Holy Spirit of God, gives us power. It gives us strength. Where God says it gives us strength and power to tread on scorpions and serpents in this walk of life. They truly are under our feet. I like to say it a lot. I like to turn them stumble blocks into stepping stones, praise God, and move up closer to God. Pile them up in front of us, brother. Pile them up in front of us and let us continue turning the stumbling blocks that's thrown out in front of us in this walk of life and turn them into stepping stones. Move up a little closer to God. Let's start doing our job as Christian people.
Amen.
Let's do our jobs as Christian people and shine the light of God and His salvation.
Right.
Praise God. Like I said earlier, we all have a calling placed upon our lives. I failed so many times, brother.
Me too.
I failed so many times. I've done things that I shouldn't do and not done the things that I should do.
Right.
I believe old Paul said that a time or two in his walk, didn't he? Those things that I wish I didn't do, I do. And the things that I wish I didn't do, that's what I end up doing.
Yeah.
He put it pretty plain and simple, did he not? This walk that we have down here in this walk of life, if you listen to me just for a few more minutes, church, this is a blessed, holy walk. It started out to be perfect. It started out to be perfect. But sin came in.
Yeah. That's right.
Sin came in. It wasn't, it don't matter who was in that garden, sin was still going to enter in. It was Adam and Eve, was it not?
Yeah.
Oh, Adam stepped up and blamed. It was the woman you gave me. And she turned around and blamed the devil. I blame the devil for a lot of things in this walk of life that wasn't even his fault.
Yeah.
It wasn't even his fault.
Right.
It was this old boy's fault.
Amen.
I've caused a lot of pain in people out here in this walk of life over the years. I truly have. By the grace and mercy of God, I can make it right with each and every one that I've caused pain in.
Help us, God.
Through the salvation and the light of God that abides in my life.
Amen.
See, you kind of, you mentioned it earlier, he makes everything that's been wrong in my life and he turns it around and makes it right.
Yeah.
All things work out for good to those that love the Lord. And what shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us in this walk of life?
Amen.
Praise God, we serve the Creator of this world.
Right.
We serve a risen Savior
Amen.
Named Jesus Christ that died on an old rugged cross, conquered death, hell, and grave. He said, "Oh grave, where is thy victory? Oh death, where is thy sting? It's no longer mine. It doesn't belong to me anymore. It truly does not belong to me anymore. I don't claim victory inside of myself.
Right.
I claim victory through the one that lives inside of myself.
Bless his name.
See, the victory is truly ours. The battle was his.
Yeah.
He fought it.
Yeah.
He hung his head on that cross. Looked down from that cross and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He bowed his head down. Praise God. Said unto you, my Father, unto me and my spirit, it is finished. What powerful words. What powerful words.
Right.
When I get to the end of my life, I don't know when that's going to be. I was preaching a message here a while back at the church, and I said, "I might not be here next Sunday." And boy, the looks that was thrown back on me. I said, "Well, God might choose to take me out between now and Sunday."
That's right.
We don't know.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
We don't know.
That's right. Amen.
I do know Satan's not going to steal another thing from this old boy. Because everything I've got belongs to God.
Yep, yeah.
And he said what he does try to take from us, oh, Satan hasn't got to pay us back twice as much. No.
God help.
Ain't that what the Word of God teaches us?
Yep,
anything that Satan tries destructing and destroying in our life. I'll tell you what. Tonight, church. Anything that's lacking, missing, or broken in your life tonight. Anything at all. This is the Spirit of God speaking through me straight to you tonight. Anything in your life tonight, right here, right now, that's lacking, missing, or broken. He gave us three other words. He said, ask. Seek. Praise God and knock. Because it covers everything. If I ask you, I shall receive.
Yeah.
So it covered my lack, didn't it? Seek and you shall find. Amen?
Right.
Seek and you shall find. Covers everything that's broken, don't it?
Help us.
Missing. Excuse me. Covers everything that's missing, don't it?
Yeah.
Not. It shall be opened unto you. He fulfills all the brokenness that I've ever had in my life. He makes all my wrongs right.
Yeah.
He truly does. But we've got to be the ones that's willing to lay it down at His feet.
Help us, God.
We've got to be willing to lay it down at His feet. We can't carry burdens of this life upon ourselves.
Me too.
Jesus Christ said, cast your cares and your burdens upon me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light.
Right.
See, He done it. He conquered it.
Amen.
I can't conquer nothing in this walk of life. I really can't. Like I said, as big and bad and strong and this and that and other as I ever thought I was, God showed me exactly where I stood with Him, and that humbled me right back down to my knees before Him.
Yeah.
Every time I start going through things in this walk of life, my wife knows me better than anybody on this planet. She truly does. She knows my doubts. She knows my fears. She knows my struggles. A lot of times I look at her and think, you know me better than I know myself. After almost 30 years, we ought to know each other pretty good, shouldn't we? We truly should. Know each other pretty good. Jesus knows everybody. He knows our deepest, darkest thoughts. He knows our secret sins here tonight, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Our God plainly states it. He truly does. He knows what we try to hide and cover up from Him. I used to run around out there in them shadows, church, trying to hide from God, living the life David wanted to live. Shame to admit before you tonight. I was a young man that used to run around and smoke dope, drink, party. Run them roads. I shouldn't be standing before you. I truly shouldn't. Should not be standing here tonight. But I am.
Yeah.
It's only by the grace of God that
grace.
I am.
Amen.
See,
grace.
When we really confess what we are and what we have done in this walk of life. Open confession truly is good for yourself, is it not?
Yeah.
Is it the Word of God?
Amen.
I know it's good for mine, brother.
Amen.
It's every time I say something that I used to be that I'm not any longer through the grace of God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it lifts me up and it builds me up and it gives me that much more desire to continue going in this walk of life. Don't tell me this life out here is not getting harder and harder. And each and every one of us are suffering somewhere in our lives, mentally, physically, or spiritually, burdened down, weighted down by the weight of this world.
Yep.
And we truly are.
Yep. Amen.
There's not one of us sitting here tonight that's not going through something.
Right.
Each and everybody that's sitting here tonight is going through something, has gone through something, or is fixing to go through something.
Amen.
And that's exactly why we continue gathering, is it not, brother? To lift each other up in prayer. To be with each other, to give each other support, strength, like I just said.
Yeah.
I thank my wife sitting up there in that truck right before we come in here. I thank you for your love,
your prayers and your support. It helps keep me going. Amen. And it truly does. Thank God tonight. Thank Jesus tonight for his prayers for us.
Amen.
See, the world wants to sift you.
Sure does.
The world wants to destroy you.
That's right.
But Jesus says, I have prayed for you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ said, I have prayed for you.
Amen.
I pray not for the world, but I pray for those that are thine, that are in this world. See, we are his.
Amen.
Each and every one of us, we are his children.
Lord,
you and I thank God I'm a child of the King.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm a child of the Almighty King of Kings. Tonight I've got a couple more verses to read and I'll be done tonight, church.
Bless you, Lord.
Verse 24 says, we are saved by hope. And you already mentioned that earlier, brother. I thought you was fixing to preach the whole message. And you could have. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope.
Yeah.
For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it?
Right.
You know, in my younger days, brother, I struggled when I read the Word of God. What's that mean? What's that mean? What's that mean? And I run across those scriptures, ask, seek, and knock.
Amen.
And when you start asking and seeking and knocking, he will reveal things to you.
Thank
he will show you.
You.
If you want wisdom, ask for it. Praise God. You want knowledge, ask for it. But it all starts with a reverential fear of him. Not a fear of this world.
Yep.
Not a fear of what this world is trying to dish out and throw upon us. But a fear of the Lord. That's where wisdom and knowledge starts.
Amen.
That's where understanding starts. Is having a fear of the Lord tonight. You look out across this lost and dying world and there's no more fear of God in this world. There truly is not. Everybody's losing their fear of the Lord. It is a scary thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
It's for me.
A fearful thing.
Amen.
To fall into the hands of a living God.
Amen.
See, he said, fear not man, which can destroy only the body, but fear God.
Right.
Fear God, which can destroy the body and the soul.
Yes.
In hell.
Yeah.
In hell. See, hell was supposed to be my home. Thank God I don't always get what I deserve.
Yeah. Well,
ain't that a true statement tonight, church?
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. I'm not getting what I deserve.
Amen.
Thank God for it.
Grace.
I'm not getting what I deserve because I deserve to go to hell. Because of my sins and my iniquities and my shortcomings and my faults, my failures, everything that I've done wrong in my life constituted me going to hell because of sin.
Yeah.
I'm not getting what I deserve.
Amen.
But through Jesus Christ and our acceptance, everybody's here tonight that's accepted Jesus Christ. Praise God. He has made you worthy. And at the end of your journey, I'm almost done. Are you going to hear those condemning words? Depart from me, you work your iniquity, for I never knew you. Are you going to hear the mother commending words?
Right. Come in.
Enter into my glory, thou good and faithful servant that's run this race and kept the faith. He said, those that will endure until the end shall be saved. Church, we're fixing to face a lot of heartache, a lot of pain. We truly are. It's coming. A lot of it's already upon us. It truly is. Any Christian today that has a voice that can open this mouth and speak ought to be warning everybody out here what's coming. Amen.
Be faithful.
Be faithful. Mm-hmm. Steadfast. Strong. Unshakable and unmovable.
Right.
Stand firm on that ground.
Amen.
Praise God. That God has placed us on.
Amen.
Psalmist David said, I waited patiently upon the Lord and he inclined his ear unto me and he heard
right.
my cry.
Right.
He pulled me up out of that horrible bed and all that miry clay and set my feet on a solid foundation and establish my goings. Mm-hmm. Praise Amen. God. I refer to those scriptures a lot because I need them a whole lot.
Amen.
I truly do. I actually preached that exact scripture this morning.
Yeah.
There's not a time. There is no time. And there's not any time left, church.
Help us, God.
To do what we're supposed to be doing. Truly shining our lights out across this lost and dying world.
Amen.
Trying to reach our friends. Trying to reach our family. Heard somebody here earlier praying for another salvation.
Yep.
That should be our main prayer in every life this morning. This evening, church.
Yeah.
Pray for our lost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Pray for those that went astray, no longer walking for the Lord, no longer walking in His blessed holy will. Pray for them to come back to the fold.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ said He left the 99 and went searching for that one that was lost.
Amen.
That one that wandered off. Yeah. I've been there. You've been there.
Right.
Jesus Christ said He'd never leave us or forsake us. He'd go with us to the end of this life, did He not?
Thank you, Lord.
Let's not get this close to the finish line and us give up on Him.
No. God, help us. Help us, Lord.
So that's what God gave me for you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's not get this close to the finish line and give up on Him. He's not giving up on us.
Amen.
He's not giving up on us.
Never forsake us. Thank you, Lord.
I'm humbled tonight in the presence of God. I truly am. Feel my heart breaking more and more every day as I look out across this dark world and see the death. I'm hearing about it a lot more here lately. Death of families. The heartache, the pain that people are going through right now. There was a time in my life I really didn't care what was going on in somebody else's life, brother. There truly is. We can probably all remember a time like that in our own lives. I didn't care what was going on out here, out yonder, what so-and-so was going through. Didn't care. As long as this old boy had what I wanted. Selfishness.
Yeah.
Pride.
Yeah.
Anger. Envy. Malice. All these things that we fight against every day of our lives. We say it's not in there no more, brother. We really do, don't we?
It's in the place.
I don't have no anger. I don't have this. I don't have all that. Yeah, we do. And we fight against it every day of our lives.
Yeah.
Where good is, evil is always present. Never forget that. Evil's always present. Trying to distract you. And I'll say this. I'll be done. Do you want to continue the rest of your life with Satan grabbing you by the feet and dragging you through it? Or do you want to reach out and grab the hand of Jesus and let Him lead you through it? I choose Jesus tonight.
Amen.
Yeah, me too.
I choose Jesus tonight.
Amen.
He's our Lord. He's our Savior.
Yep.
He's our high tower. He's my strength.
Amen.
He's my salvation here tonight.
Amen.
Yeah. I have nothing without Him, and I am nothing
Amen.
Without Him
That's
tonight.
Right. Amen.
I feel like I've done my part here tonight.
Thank
I truly
you,
do. Heard many times, brother, that I've got to preach the gospel, preach the word. There's many times that I've left and thinking, getting all stuck. Jumbled up in my mind and think, well, I didn't do what I need to do. I didn't do good enough, and I didn't do this, and I didn't do that.
Yeah. Right.
All we can do is open our mouths and expect Him to fill our mouths with words that's needful for somebody.
Amen.
And I have said many a times, if you didn't need what was said here tonight, I needed it.
Amen. Yep.
I've heard many preachers say, we get it twice, don't we? Seen tears falling down your face there a little while ago, brother, just reading the scriptures. What it does for you, how it touches your life.
Amen.
We get so high and mighty in this walk of life that we can open this word and it don't do something for us. That it don't move something inside of you. Something's wrong with us. Something's wrong with us when the word of God does not move you in a compassionate way to reach out and want to do something for somebody out here in this walk of life. I went from that man that didn't care what was going on out there to caring about everything that's going on out there with everybody.
Yeah.
People we don't even know. Shedding tears over their pain. Sharing it with them. Praying for them. People we don't even know.
Right.
Because that's the love of God that's instilled in our lives tonight. Praise God. Praise God. See? I'm done. My beautiful wife sitting right back there. She showed me what true love was all about a long time ago. That's the truth tonight. I didn't know what real love was. And we've grown closer and closer and closer. Boy, we've had our battles over the years. Satan don't want us together. He wants us apart. He wants to steal your marriage. He wants to destroy your marriage.
Yeah.
He wants to steal your kids from you tonight. He wants to steal your grandbabies. He wants to steal everything that you have that's good and godly in your life. Word of God does plainly state those that will live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecutions.
Yes.
Persecutions are coming. Pain, it's already upon us. But there's coming a time. I don't think it's going to be very long, church. Prophecy's already been laid out, has it not? It's already in there. And everything's coming to pass exactly how he said it was going to. In the last days, perilous times shall come. There'll be famine, death, destruction, all these things. Pestilence. Look up pestilence. What the word pestilence means? It means what we're going through right now. COVID-19 is a pestilence, a plague. It truly is.
Yes.
It's not just sweeping across our land, our country. It's swept across this whole world. The whole world is suffering the same effects. Nobody's obsolete. Nobody's getting left out of that, are they?
Right.
Everybody's suffering right now. And like I said a little while ago, mentally, physically, or spiritually, everybody's suffering through something right now.
That's right.
There's only one answer for it all in our church.
Amen. Jesus.
It's Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
And it's through repentance. And getting the old self out of the way that we can talk to him and walk with him. And he'll show us. He'll show us what we need to be doing with our lives.
Amen.
Once I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen righteous forsaken, or his seed begging for bread. Remember that as we progress forward over the next several years, if it's even that long in this life. I don't believe we have long, church. I truly don't. I believe about every man of God out there today is preaching that same thing. We don't have long left. We don't have long left. There's other people that will criticize those men of God that's preaching we don't have long left to say they've been saying that for 2,000 years. Have they not? But you're getting that word right there and you tell me what's left to be fulfilled.
Amen. Amen.
What's left to be fulfilled?
It could come any day.
Any second. Any minute. Any hour. Any day. As far as I'm concerned, the only thing left to be fulfilled is him stepping out of the cloud and calling us home.
Yeah.
Because I believe he said in the Word, y'all, if we come and get a song, please. He said in the Word that he's not. Praise God, he's not wanting us to suffer through his wrath, but to obtain salvation through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We're not going to be here to suffer the wrath of God, church. We're going to be gone before that time comes. But we have a duty and a job to do until that time.
That's right.
To get as many people as we can,
amen,
to become believers.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
give an invitation tonight. I shared a scripture earlier, said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we have been called the sons of God." Either you are or you aren't. If you need him tonight, why don't you come?